Tim Chase. He's the head coach of Victorious Beaver Dam. Tim, congratulations on becoming the first ever Badger East Conference champions. Put it into words for me. A great game, and it was an exciting game, and your team found a way to get it done.
Yeah, first off, I'm just really proud of our group of kids this year. They came in from day one and did things the right way. We're far from a perfect product, but our kids are really giving a great effort. I just love their energy. They don't give up. They keep on trying. They keep on pushing. Extremely coachable and trying to get better. Second, I just want to really thank Monona Grove. They're letting us cut the nets down here, and they're, you know, Coach Keel and their team, really, really quality games. They're a really, really good team, and they're extremely tough. Third thing, I just got to say, this format is not right. It's not right that it should have come down to this last night like this, the way the conference is. We're very glad we won. We played a great game, but this needs to get changed. This is not the right format for a conference championship.
Well, you know, I said it at the end of the game as the buzzer sounded, and, you know, thinking back, and you and I talked about it in the pregame, I mean, another conference championship, 12 in a row if you throw out last year when there was no conference title. I mean, I know that's, I mean, that's a mind-boggling number, and you've had a lot of great players. And I would imagine, Tim, that, you know, even though this seems to be a regular occurrence, that each one is very special and you don't take it for granted, do you?
No, winning a conference championship is extremely difficult.
I mean, that's,
you got to bring it every night. That's why I don't really like the format, because it discounts what you've done for the whole year. So that's my biggest problem. But our kids, you know, we had a tough pod with Wanakee and Watertown and DeForest. Our only loss was to the team to Ottawa, not really even in our conference, Reedsburg. But then to come in here tonight and have to get somebody else, but it's tough. But a lot of credit to our kids. I mean, either we would have won or lost, and I still would have been extremely proud of the effort they put in this year and given themselves this opportunity. So I can't say enough of our group of our kids. Every single one of them has been absolutely outstanding.
Well, it was very evident in the second half. Gabby Wilkie and Kylie Whitnable were kind of having their way in the post, and Monona Grove was having trouble matching up with that. And not that you don't have a lot of heroes on this team, but those two, they were very big for you in the second half.
Yeah, no, I mean, our kids did a good job getting them the ball. They worked very hard to get inside. I thought defensively we played pretty well. We took away their threes quite a bit, which was good. I'm not sure how many threes they hit. They got to the line a little too much, which hurt us. But they got some top-notch players on their team. They got a couple of senior guards that are going on to play college ball at some pretty good schools. So it's one of those things that, it was a grind. I didn't really like the biggest thing I was disappointed with our first half is we were just fouled too much. We just weren't hitting the offensive glass enough. There are a couple of these possessions where Gabby stayed after two, three times in the second half and was able to get, you know, get some baskets and some linked ones. And we had enough free throws down the stretch, and kids don't have school tomorrow, so we're going to go hit Chef away.
So the celebration is on. Yeah, I see I don't know if Ninja can get them on the video screen there, but they're cutting down the net.
That's really cool that Monona Grove lets us do this. They brought the ladder out. They gave us the scissors. I mean, that's not very common. That the whole school does something like that when the other team wins. But I give Monona Grove a ton of credit for doing that. That's a lot of class that they would do something like this.
Well, I tell you what, I can't think of a better primer for the postseason, which starts next week.
Well, we've had a couple now. I mean, even the Wanakee game last week was like that, and both the Watertown game was. But to go on the road and having this kind of atmosphere, and you got to make plays down the stretch. Extremely proud of our group of kids. I mean, they really are. We're taking tomorrow off. We're going to come in Saturday, and we're going to get after it again and get ready for the tournament. But we always put our seasons into this one. We always call this the toughest one because it's to win a conference championship, and you got to bring it every night. But yeah, just extremely proud of this group. It's hard, and you know the legacy that these kids are trying to live up to and doing the things right for them to accomplish something like this, and to be the first team ever to win a conference title game like this. I think it says a lot. I can't say how proud I am of this group.
And you should.
And our coaching staff. I don't give our coaching staff enough credit. Dan Hallman, Allison Wilkie, Corey Franke, Mitch Allen, Kirsten Starr helping us this year, and our manager, Emily Gutnick, too, and Sarah Jackson. Our coaching staff is awesome. I mean, they are great. They care about these kids so much. They put so much time into it, and they are good basketball people. But more so than that, they're just great people. And I think everybody out there, I mean, people, because I'm, you know, on here and things like that, but people got to understand how good our staff is. It's not just about me. It's about our whole staff. So they don't get enough credit. Our staff is amazing, 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 and they deserve a lot of kudos.
Tim, I'm going to cut you loose so you can go celebrate. You deserve it, my friend. We'll be seeing you in the postseason, but right now, enjoy this one.
Sounds good. Next Friday at home in Beaver Dam.
We'll see you there, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
You bet. There's Tim Chase, head coach of Beaver Dam, joining me on the postgame show.